Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you are able to join me for the broadcast today. I'd like to begin in prayer. Father, Lord, I thank you for every listener. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the joy that we can experience as we meet together every day at this same time over this radio station. And Lord, that you can knit our hearts as one because, Lord, you said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so, Father, as we have the mind of Christ, I believe this is the single factor that is going to bring unity, that your love shall strengthen the cords that bind. But Lord, as we agree, not on our own way, not on our own will, not on our own opinions or convictions, but what the Lord thinks, the Lord's ways, then as we have that unity of mind, we will surely have, Lord, unity of purpose. And Lord, the very love of the Godhead will be experienced among the members of the body, for Lord, that is what you prayed in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. So Lord, thank you for this time. I ask you to minister to those who need your strength, who need your encouragement. Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to work in our lives. Lord, we know the days are evil. The time is short, the night is soon coming when no man can work. But Lord, while it is yet day, we desire to work. We desire to occupy until you come. We desire to be found faithful. And so, Lord, in those areas that we may be struggling in terms of trials or battles or issues perhaps in our own walk with you, we proclaim the victory that has been provided through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And we thank you, Lord, that even that faith you have given us is a gift. And so, Lord, we have all that is necessary for victorious living. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us and your goodness and your mercy. And now, Lord, just anoint your word. And Lord, by the Holy Spirit, make it applicable and pertinent and very sensitive, very sensible to every aspect of our lives. Lord, let us not just hear it as gospel preaching, but a relevant word to our own heart and our own walk in you. I thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to open by reading a familiar passage of Scripture found in the 5th chapter of Ephesians. And in that chapter, Paul is talking about many things. He talks about the husband loving the wife. And in verse 24, he says, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. See, there's a parallel there expressed that the word of God is actually as water to us that we can be cleansed and brought into that place that he desires. What is that place he desires? Well, the word goes on to amplify. And now this is speaking of Jesus, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So this is the very heart of God. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. He has been given to the church. He does so many wonderful things in our lives. He's a counselor. He leads us into all truth. He comforts, he strengthens, he's our guide. And he also provides conviction to our conscience when we need, when we are detoured ever so slightly. And he brings us back to our first love, which is a wholehearted surrender and love of the living God, which is the first and greatest commandment. But this is the plan to present a glorious church that will be holy and without certain things, without blemish, not having any spots or wrinkle. And so what I'd like to do as we begin this broadcast and in succeeding broadcasts, as long as the Lord would allow us to develop this thought or these thoughts, that we want to look at what it means. What's a stain? What's a wrinkle? What's a blemish? This is God's plan to present to himself a glorious church. Another translation says, Knox, present to himself a glorious church in stainless glory, with no stain, no wrinkle, no such disfigurement. Now, in the preceding chapter, that's Ephesians 4, there is another, I trust, familiar passage that talks about fivefold ministry, which is their ministry, ascension gifts, if you will, which God gave to the body, to the church of Jesus Christ, for this purpose, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And then there's a time factor introduced, until we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So ministry, the ministry gifts are given, pastor, evangelist, prophet, apostle, all these ministry gifts are given, teacher, that we can, number one, come into the unity of the faith, number two, come into the knowledge of Jesus, that growing in wisdom and understanding of who, in fact, he is, and in so doing, be conformed to his image, come unto his stature, which is that of a perfect man. And so, without blemish or spot, of course, refers to Jesus, the sacrificial lamb. Let me share a passage of scripture found in 1 Peter, the first chapter, and I want to read verses 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. And then in 2 Peter, the third chapter, let me turn to that, in verses 14, actually let's look at verse 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, isn't that true? Aren't we looking for that glorious day when Jesus returns, when he makes all things new? Then he gives a word of exhortation. Be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. All right, so we've established the Lord wants us holy and blameless. He wants us without spot or blemish. And so now that leads us to pause for a moment, and we have to ask, you know, there's not much virtue in just studying scripture, because it's not just hearing the word or reading the word, but it's the application, it's the doing of it that means something, that which is an evidence of real faith. So how does that relate to us? We might ask, well, goodness, Lord, do I have any spots? Do I have any stains or wrinkles in my life? And that's what the purpose of these few messages are. We're going to be looking at what a spot, a wrinkle, a blemish is, a stain, and with the Lord's help, we're going to understand what Scripture has to say about that. We do understand that we are wrestling against this world system that we're living in. God is delivering us by his power from the world, the flesh, that is our flesh, and the devil. And so we want to see how, in fact, he does that. The first thing we want to look at is the word spot, because there were references to where to be without spot. And that Greek word means soil, defile, blemish, defect. And so I would suggest to you, as we begin to look at the meaning of this and application for our lives, this is a suggestion that one of the enemies that we fight is the world or worldliness. And I feel this relates to spots. And we are going to look at scripture to confirm that. By definition, a spot is a small area visibly different, as in color, finish, or material from the surrounding area. It's an area marred or marked as by dirt. Well, I'm going to stop here and we're going to continue on and look at some analogies as well as scriptures to apply this to our own lives. But in the moments that remain, and I generally spend little time speaking to you as a listening audience as far as getting a response from you, but I do want to invite you, if you have prayer needs, feel free to either email or send me a letter or a note, and I will be diligent to pray for you. But also, I want to make a special announcement that this is our 50th Jubilee anniversary year. We've been in existence as a ministry, in full-time ministry, since 1965, and 50 years as well in radio broadcasting. We've probably been on this station 45 years. And as a gift of appreciation, if you have an interest, I've developed a 50th Jubilee Anniversary Commemorative Booklet, as well as a CD on Ministry Classics of Brother Neil Glass in Song and Radio Broadcast. And if you would like that, please feel free to just request it, and I'll be happy to put it in the mail to you. Also, we are making Brother Glass's sermons, as well as this special CD, this special offer of Ministry Classics, on the Unveil Christ website at unveilchrist.org. So if you'd like that, just request it. And at this point in time, I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,